and was, you know, held that position with wonderful leadership and stewardship. I'm happy to report that I think we got lucky. Jim Paul comes to us from San Francisco, where he's lived and worked for the past 18 years. He's a critically acclaimed writer, editor, and author of 6 books, 2 collections of poetry, 2 works of nonfiction, and 2 books of fiction. He has a PhD in medieval literature from the University of Michigan and a wonderful record as a teacher at several universities around the country. And he also is a marvelously experienced arts administrator with experience at the San Francisco Art Museum, the Fleischacker Foundation, the Headland Center for the Arts, as well as his own private consulting business. So we're very pleased to have him here. We think we've got just the right person to lead the Poetry Center, to carry on the wonderful programs that have been established over the past 40 years, and I'd like you to please join me in welcoming to Tucson, Jim Paul.
It's astonishing and wonderful to see you all here. I've not seen a crowd for a poetry reading like this in years and years, especially in San Francisco, especially. Anyway, hello and welcome. I am Jim Paul, the very new director of the Poetry Center, and I'm happy to present to you tonight as my first public duty on this job, Leslie Marmon Silko and Daryl Ross Begay, who will read from their work as part of this ongoing series called Poetry Now and Next. But first, some thank yous and some notes. Leslie Silko and Daryl Begay will be participating in a more informal colloquium tomorrow for students and for the general public at 11 a.m. in room 100 of the Martin Luther King Jr. building. That's on campus here at 322 East 1st Street. Our next Poetry Center reading will feature the novelist and writer Fenton Johnson, who is in the audience tonight up here. Fenton is a colleague of mine from San Francisco and really the one person I knew in town when I arrived here 3 weeks ago. Fenton's just the faculty in the creative writing department, and he'll read from his work 2 weeks from tonight. That's February 9th here in this auditorium, Modern Languages. By the way, the gorgeous posters for this series are on sale in the lobby for $1 each. Folks, they start off at $5, so you can still pick them up. One last note, Persona, the U of A's award-winning undergraduate literary magazine, is seeking submissions from undergraduate poets and prose writers, also visual and media artists. And the deadline for those submissions is the 31st of January. You need to bring them to Modern Languages 445, and don't put your name on the work itself. You'll need a cover sheet for that information. Now, briefly, some thank yous, official ones, for their support of this series. Thanks to the Arizona Humanities Council, also the University of Arizona Foundation, which, by the way, doubled its usual contribution in support of this reading series this year. Thanks also to the University of Arizona Diversity Action Council, the Arizona Commission on the Arts through appropriations from the Arizona State Legislature, can't forget them, and grants from the National Endowment for the Arts. And I'd personally like to thank Dean Charles Tatum, Associate Dean Dennis Evans, who just spoke, the English Department Chair Larry Evers, and Allison Hawthorne Deming, who is the wonderful outgoing director of the Poetry Center, who have given me such help and support in the process of getting me started here in Tucson and in this job. And thank you all. I am very happy to be here. Now for the business at hand. For each reading in this series, we've asked an established writer to choose an emerging writer, bad categories, but there they are, to join them in a reading. And for this evening's reading, Leslie Marmon Silko has chosen Daryl Ross Begay. And I'll begin by introducing Daryl. Daryl grew up in the Chuska Mountains on the Navajo Reservation, attended the Navajo Community College, also Dartmouth College, and Harvard University. At Harvard, he won the Alexander Lang Prize for his poetry. He's now living in Gallup, New Mexico, briefly, I take it, where he teaches a sophomore English class at Rough Rock High School. and is working on a collection of essays and a novel. In his correspondence with the Poetry Center, Daryl sent us an odd evangelical cartoon and signed the note, "Long Live Punk Rock." In his poems, he casts a similarly cool eye on things. And you'll find, I think, as I did, that his images are crisp and sharp and literal in an odd way that leaves room for this mysterious and unnameable presence that occupies every moment. One portrait describes the subject's legs as looking ready to roast. His is an unusual and sly new voice, so would you please welcome Daryl Ross Begay.